what was his name? Yeah, Paul McCarthy. I finally heard about him on a podcast. He was the one who attacked all the people for communism. Hey,
whatever happened to good lyrics? All this is just, hey Jude, na 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 na. What kind of song is this? This song fucking sucks.
Yeah, fuck you, Jude.
Hey, why don't you write a song about somebody interesting?
Hey Jude, I listened to your record. Who gave a shit? Do you want to restart the recording? No, wait, then we'd lose Froob. Okay, we should actually start
the fucking podcast.
Okay.
Hey, we're going to keep the Froobs. We're going to keep maybe Paul McCartney. I don't know.
We'll put that on SoundCloud as a special feature. Anyway.
Or attack it on somewhere. I don't know.
Attack it on Titan.
I guess.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the number one Sonic Pizza podcast in the United States of America. I am your host, Russell the Walsh. You see what I did there? And I've got with me my friend, Alan Black.
So wait, is that a fucking like Road with a Walrus? What's going on? What was that joke supposed to be?
No, the joke is that my name is Russell Walsh, but I use Sonic's naming convention, which is to put a the in the middle. His
Sonic invented the naming convention of putting an article between your first and last name.
He popularized it.
See, I can't fucking do that because my last name's Black, and it'd be Alan Black. Alan the Black. That'll be vaguely racial. And
lived in the Middle Ages, you'd just be like a swordsman.
I could be. Yeah, I could be.
But,
or it could be some sort of Black Knight, like Damon Wayne. Who's Black Knight?
Was it Martin Lawrence?
Martin Lawrence is the Black Knight?
Yeah, I think it was within
the Kings of Comedy.
It's true. Spike Lee called it out, and he taught me to do the right thing, which is to use trash Martin cans Lawrence. As an effective weapon. But I just want to say something really quick about Sonic the Hedgehog. The isn't his fucking middle name. Maybe it is Kermit the Fox. I don't know. Maybe it is Winnie the Pooh. Sonic's middle name is Maurice. We all know this. It's cannot.
Yeah, because he's a space cowboy and the gangster of love.
Have you ever seen that panel where Sonic says, "My middle name is Maurice"?
Yeah, I've seen it. And so, he goes, "Wah, wow," on the guitar. Yeah,
"Wah, wow," and then he hangs out with Curtis and Loopy. What is Curtis's sidekick again?
Who?
You know the comic strip character Curtis?
Sure.
You know, he's up there with Prince Valiant and the girls of Apartment 3G and great characters. Love you, Margot. My waifu
Garfield,
is
Garfield,
Margot.
Get the fuck out of here. You're like a shitty Big the Cat.
Garfield, you are lazy, you are shitty, and you love lasagna, which I'm okay with lasagna. I think we've talked about lasagna before.
I think lasagna is basically a shitty pizza.
Yeah, I'm not going to argue. I mean,
it's like you made like a bunch of layers of different shitty pizzas, but the crust is noodles.
Well, I think like any food that can just be turned into a pizza by applying crust is inherently a flawed food, because that's all, you know, that's all a deep dish pizza is. It's just a lasagna with a lake of sauce. It's just
a deep dish pizza is just like you get like a pie crust.
Alan, you're so offended by the thought of deep dish pizza. You called it a pizza, like pizza. See, that's
bizarre. When Alan... I walk into the Pizza Hut and I go, bizarre.
Bizarre. That's what
I fan myself and walk out of there.
See, Alan, food critics aren't supposed to call in ahead, but all the pizza places in the area know who Alan is. And they flock to him and they treat him special, even though he doesn't want them to. That's why
I have to hire people to buy my pizzas for me and deliver them to me separately.
Yes, it's true.
Because otherwise they'll be throwing in some extra
when he visits pizza places, he has to take his Sonic head off, which he rarely does.
It's very painful. It rips off part of my scalp each time I do it.
He doesn't look the same. I get a little shocked and scared. I'm like, who is this fella? He's got such thick, luscious, curly locks of, you know, black hair, like, that is beautiful, but not as beautiful as a Sonic hat. And he's like, it's me, my friend.
I was like, oh. I've been here all along. This is my true form, but not really.
And I'm like, what are you doing in my bathroom? I'm trying to take a shit.
It's me and Leonard Nimoy. We're here.
Well, why is his dick shaped like an oval? Or a Mobius trip? Mobius trip?
Is that like when you roll a weed, like a weed joint, into like a Mobius strip and then you smoke it
for eternity and then you die?
For eternity. You die in a weed joint.
If you want to get maximum longevity out of your joint, weave it into a Mobius strip.
Remember that one part of Stone Ocean where Jolene turns into a Mobius strip and then what's-his-face smokes her?
I think about it all the time because that is my specific fetish.
Is smoking people that have turned into Mobius strips.
No. Just girls that are in the shape of Mobius strips or camouflaged or made to look like a Mobius strip.
So it's just that one instance of a manga. Yes. I don't think anybody else has ever done
that.
Well,
I was so aroused at it. I mean, listen.
To be fair, she did replace where her boobs would normally be.
That's true. Oh, man.
She turned her chest
into... You're getting me all hot and bothered. We're trying to make an entertaining, informative podcast for the kids, and now I'm practically...
Now we're thinking about Mobius strip boobs.
Yeah. Hey. Infinite boobs. Think about it. And I want to make a quick shout-out to my girl, Kelsey. The only thing that makes me hot...
than Mobius strips. Go and finish your fucking thought, Russ. I want you to say it.
Kelsey, I love you. Hit me up later. We'll talk some Sonic Shop. I love you, girl. She's going to be on the podcast soon to all the people clamoring for another episode with her. They loved it. They need more. So I'll bring
We need
it.
More. We Yeah, I polled everybody, and they said they need more talking shit about Russ on the podcast.
You actually stole a census worker's uniform and went door to door and asked, you want Kelsey back on?
I actually ate a census worker's liver because I'm Hannibal Lecter.
I guess I didn't get the reference. I was very afraid because I was like, Alan, you know, all I ever hear Alan eating is pizza. There has to be something else that supplements
his... How fucking cool would Hannibal be a good show is if he only made pizzas?
What if he lived in a world where everybody was pizza made out of pizza and he was the only one that was like us and he would eat that? Like, there's nothing to control. We should write this down. This is a good screenplay.
Writing this down right now. Silence of the Zaw.
Listen, I sold my last spec script in time starring Justin Timberlake and... Oh, God. I had such a...
Olivia Wilde and...
Oh, yeah. Olivia Wilde.
The one with the big eyes. Big eye girl was in there, too.
Oh, gosh. I love her. She's so great.
You mean the Sucker Punch?
No, she was not a Sucker Punch. That was the girl from An Unfortunate Series of Events.
You mean her film career?
Yeah, I don't remember. Anyway, we are the number one independent Sonic Pizza podcast. We talk about what you want to hear. And what you want to hear about is a little thing called the Blue Speedster. The King of the Rings, baby. We're talking Sonic T. Hedgehog.
See, I thought the King of the Ring was Muhammad Ali, but...
No, he's the King of the Rings.
Oh, multiple rings.
Yeah, multiple rings, like small rings. Sorry, Bayonetta. Try as you might. Well, those are halos.
Those are halos, and she just uses them as a currency.
Yeah. But the only...
I like Sonic.
Sonic? Did Sonic ever buy anything with those rings? What do you need all those rings for, buddy?
Who puts those rings there?
Oh, man. That's so weird.
Hey, what if God was one of us?
If you can't tell, listener, I'm staring solemnly into Alan's eyes and, like, a single tear is dripping down.
And we're kissing.
You're not kissing me. You're kissing this bass I'm holding out.
Think about Billy Bass.
Now he's going to start singing. Well, don't worry. I'll cut that out in post so you don't have to hear it.
Okay, good.
Speaking of cutting it out in post, I love getting a pizza in the mail and cutting it up into 8 pieces and eating them. That's right. I am part of a pizza mailing service.
You got the pizza box?
Pizza box. It's called...
hey, listen.
It's called...
To our listeners, this week our sponsor is Pizza Box. They got some good GMO-free, no trans fat pizzas. You just select your Zaw loadout for a month. They mail you one. It's great. With our coupon code HOGCAST, go to pizzabox.com/HOGCAST. Get one of these. Check it out.
Yeah. How cool if that actually existed. Sorry to break the fourth wall here, folks. The fourth wall of
thanks
sound.
Thanks for no butting me instead of yes anding me.
But what if that service existed? We'd be fucking rich.
Let me see what pizzabox.com goes to.
I could travel to Hawaii.
It sucks. It's not a website.
Well, that's Alan, probably you shouldn't...
I'm going to buy it, though, and I'm going to make it redirect to Big Sausage Pizza.
Well, Alan, I'm not going to lie to you. That's not a real computer. That's just a pizza box that you've Sharpied computer onto. And then made a fake little keyboard, but you only inserted, like, a handful of keys.
Do you know how some people can, like, divine the future by looking at the tea leaves in their cup? I've been doing that, but with the grease stains and cheese on my inside of this pizza box, and I've been divining the internet from it.
I can divine art tea leaves in my teacup because it looks like every time like a giant pregnant Amy or Knuckles.
It's pregnant Amy. F preg, get the F out of here.
Quillheads talk shop personally. Alan, I want to hear what you're feeling this week. Emotionally, spiritually.
I'm feeling pretty mixed this week. As we've talked about before, Sonic_Hedgehog, the really shitty Sonic, official Sonic Twitter account, they gave us a little bit of good, a little bit of bad. Let's start off with the bad. They have continued to make memes of Knuckles in the gym.
Yeah, I don't like it.
Yeah, I don't like it. I don't like it.
Listen, I don't mind people who go to the gym, but sometimes I feel like Knuckles' strength comes more from his heart and his strength.
It's
maybe
spiritual strength.
Maybe he's doing yoga.
Yeah, maybe he's doing some Pilates.
I don't see how Pilates makes you more spiritually fulfilled, but Alan here gets spiritual fulfillment from his Pilates class, so I don't know.
Maybe he gets spiritual fulfillment through the power of Christ.
Maybe he plays Sonic games himself. That's how I find spiritual fulfillment.
Maybe. Yeah, but it's... here's one example of a shitty meme they made. The only time I set the bar low is when I'm doing curls. Wah, wah. Or, let's see, here's another one.
You know when you set the bar low
with that joke? Awesome.
Set the bar low with that joke.
Yeah, that's another thing. Yeah. Weight goal 100 and awesome. So does he mean 100 pounds? Because that's a little bit low for somebody
your
size.
I'm a little worried because looking at the relative height and size of Knuckles in this show.
What's your BMI, Nux?
Yeah, looking like he's about the same size as Eggman. I'm assuming Eggman is a standard 200.
Eggman's BMI is a little bit heavier.
He's a little heavy set. Sure, not to say that's bad or anything. We're living in modern times; people can look.
No, all different body types. Sonic don't care.
But Knuckles, that's a little low. 100 pounds, and a little more. 100 awesome. Like that's anorexic, and you know, I know that's a buzzword that's being thrown around a lot, but it's a real serious condition.
Is Knuckles. This a thinspo? Is this a thinspiration? Did Adam Richman come up with this?
Oh my god. Knuckles, there are kids who follow you and respect you. Well, I once did.
I still respect him. I don't respect what they're doing to him, how they're portraying him.
Do you think the real Knuckles is, like, crying and, like, he probably owns a nice house. You know what? What does he care?
Do you think he's got, like, a nice mansion on Angel Island and he's just... He just looks at these tweets and he sighs. He's like, I can't believe it. I shouldn't have signed over the rights to my brand.
He looks at his screen and he just sees his current account, which reads Skrillex. I can't. Who would be funny that Sonic Knuckles actually was? Jay Leno?
Big Boy.
Big Boy.
Does Big Boy have a Twitter?
I'm sure Big Boy has a Twitter. Ice-T has one and he talks a lot about games, but no Sonic or Sega shit. He just cares about
Ice-T is a
Baird or shit. Baird from fucking
Gears of War.
Gears of War. Who cares, Baird? I can barely believe it. I just want to take a quick second to call out Baird. Fuck you, Baird. Jeff Gerstmann doesn't like you. I don't like you either.
Yeah, Jeff Gerstmann, get on our show. Talk about Domino's with us, please.
Oh, man. What if we get Jeff Gerstmann on here? We should email him tonight.
We should email him right now and get him on here right now.
We could talk to him about Neo Geo games. And pizza.
He does have some controversial opinions about the Sonic franchise.
That's true.
But he does have some non-controversial, by which I mean correct views about Domino's pizza.
True. Unless he likes... We'll have to ask him... We'll have to settle this Hawaiian debate we have on it. Because Alan's racist and he hates the Hawaiian culture.
I love the Hawaiian culture. I love that one episode of Full House where they go to Hawaii. I do not like my pizza.
Did you like the scene where they all just... got a round of pizza and they said, let's just dump a pineapple, like not even a cut pineapple. They just slammed
a can of pineapple chunks and juice.
Ugh. No, like they got a raw pineapple from off a tree. They had Uncle Joey doing his own stunts. He climbed up that tree.
And he cut it open with Mr. Woodchuck's teeth.
Yeah.
But then Uncle Jesse saw this pineapple pizza and he said, have mercy.
I don't know any of the fucking cast members of Full House. So
Common though. Common ate all that fucking pizza.
Common? Like the rapper?
Yeah, Common the rapper.
Well, he was a great guest.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
He was probably 15 when the episode came out, so it was way before his rapping.
Well, you know Full House was all about those musical guests. You had the Beach Boys, you had Common. That's pretty much it.
So it's so funny because you thought they would play a lot of French house music, but apparently it's hard to fly Daft Punk over there every week.
Well, you see, the thing with Daft Punk is that their shipping costs are pretty heavy because they are robots.
Yes.
And they're really heavy. You could ship them over piece by piece, but that would take a very long time.
Yeah, it's true. Do you think Mary-Kate and Ashley were originally intended to be intended to transform into Daft Punk and that would be the end of the series?
Yeah, at the very end, they get in a horrible accident where their bodies have to be replaced with robot parts. And they're like, oh, we only have parts from these French robots.
Yeah. They look it over and it's a box that
and
they're like, Daft Punk.
And they ask them, like, girls, do you wanna do this? And then she looks at the doctor and says, you got it, dude. And then you turn into French robots.
And then Uncle Jesse's looking at a postcard and they're like, they disappeared after the surgery. We don't know where they are. They could be anywhere around the world. And if it zooms out and a feather flies into the evening sky and then
like Forrest Gump.
And then an opaque elf comes out and winks at the camera and says, watch us on ABC. Why would they have advertising for ABC on an NBC show?
It was an ABC show. It was part of the TGIF lineup.
No, NBC had. Oh, you're right. NBC. No. Yeah, I haven't watched NBC television in years. You know, I don't have a television in my house.
Ross is part of the millennial generation. He's just cutting all of his cords.
Listen, I like my content on demand, and my content is usually hot and steaming, crusty, delicious, golden flaky, good times with sauce and cheese.
Golden flaky good times with sauce and cheese? Are you talking about Zalodots?
Zalodots. In a little segment we like to call Domino's Goes.
Okay, so my Zalodot this week is a little bit unconventional, Russ, so maybe you should go first.
My Zalodot is a... didn't have any much pizza this week, but I had a... I tried a different version of Totino's pizza roll.
Okay, you mean Totino's Pinos rolls.
Yeah, Totino's Pinos rolls. It's a combination of pizza and my favorite JRPG character, Genos, from Super Mario RPG Legend of the Seven Stars.
Cool.
I mean my least favorite, because I hate Mario or whatever the fuck I feel on this show.
Whatever our character is, fuck it. This is an honest episode.
This is an honesty episode, because we like to keep it transparent occasionally.
Look, speaking, honesty, it's such a lovely word.
Speaking of transparent, I love Tambor.
I like when he was in SpongeBob.
Yeah, that's good. Are you talking about Mermaid Man and Barnacle Boy?
No, that was Ernest Borgnine and that other guy.
Oh shit!
I'm talking about the movie where he was King Neptune.
That's pretty good. Speaking of King Neptune, the god of flavors visited me last week. And he,
did Hephaestus forge this heavenly pizza
in his oven? I think. Do you ever think there was like a Greek god of pizza that got written out of history because the Romans wanted us to believe they created pizza?
Russ, are you basically telling me that Denny's Baconalia advertising thing that they had a couple years back? Because it sounds like you are.
I don't like to posit theories that can't be proven. You know, I've been on Ancient Aliens sometimes, and I believe pizza was created by the Greeks. And if you fucking Roman bastards, you Italian shitheads, say such rude things to me again on Twitter, well, frankly, I'll be very rude. Now, granted, you were defending your hero Mario, who is the most beloved Italian in history.
Are you saying that Are you saying that Italians think Mario made pizza?
Mario did not invent pizza, but he popularized it.
Okay, I can buy that.
Anyway, where was I going with this again?
Pinos rolls.
Totino's Pinos rolls. I had one that was buffalo chicken.
Ooh.
With cheese. It was pretty good.
Ooh. What kind of cheese? Was it like a blue cheese?
It was
like a...
Totino's pizza roll cheese.
Oh, which is to say some sort of mozzarella derivative.
Derivative. Do rah 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 rah. I don't know.
Durara, yeah.
Daria.
That's a stand cry. Daria. What kind of pizza would Daria like?
You know what pizza Daria would like? She'd like a Hot Pocket, because she's very dour. She would not want to meet somebody at the door. She would just...
It's a very austere pizza. It's
austere as could be in a museum. You know who designed the original Hot Pocket?
Who?
Da Vinci.
Oh, wow.
They
found it in his notes, and they couldn't build it until only recently.
Yes, because they couldn't get the golden ratio down, which is why that crust is so flaky golden.
Yeah, it has... See, here's the thing, Russ. You were just shit-talking Italians, but we all know that Italians are the ones that created the golden ratio and imbued their Hot Pockets with the spin.
You know what, Italians? I apologize. You know what? I'm flipping it all. My whole life has changed. I'm a new man, and Sonic Adventure 2 isn't that great a game. Nah, I'm kidding. Shit. I'm the same. Fuck Italy. But don't fuck Italy. I love pizza. And
I don't want to fuck Italy because Italy's a big boot, and I don't know how I'd fuck it. I stick the tip of the boot up my butt? I don't know.
You just put your dick in the boot hole.
That's too... It's too big.
Squeeze, buddy.
No, I mean not my dick. The boot. You can't stick your dick in a boot.
I have, and I will. Ugh. Is my preferred brand.
Yeah. Ugg. Yeah, Ugg is my reaction to that joke too, Ross. Yeah, you got it.
Hey, buddy. Something's weird with my wife's boots here. Sticky. That's not funny. Nice, this man. Is the worst thing I've ever done on the podcast. I feel like we should quit now.
What? No, come on. Finish your joke, Dice Man.
Positivity. I was, when we started the podcast tonight, I said, Alan, I'm a little low on energy. I don't know if I can bring the positivity. And
he's low on energy, but high on horniness.
Very horny. Well, that kind of we'll get. Should we just drop right into Sonic news, reviews, and tunes?
Hold on, I haven't got my load up.
Okay, yet. Knuckles was very horny this week, and we will be able to get more into this discussion later. Because I was equally as horny as Knuckles in a strange way. Because I hate this new depiction of Knuckles.
So my loadout this week is also a type of pizza or Pinos roll. I sent you a picture of it earlier this week, Russ.
It was a very specific roll indeed.
It was a specific role. It is. I went to Sushi Iwa with my friends earlier this week, and I got a sushi roll that was called the A's Pizza Roll. And the components of the sushi roll were a crab stick, a crispy spring roll skin, sweet chili, some sort of sweet chili sauce, pepper jack cheese, and smoked salmon on top. What a crazy loadout.
Yeah,
but here's the question. Is that a pizza?
Is this all going to depend on, like, your own personal opinion? Do you think those Domino's chicken bite things are pizza, or are they just chicken bites?
I think those are basically pizza because they put sauce and cheese on top of the top of breaded chicken.
And what?
So if you think of the breading of the chicken as crust, then yes, it's a pizza sitting on top of a chicken.
Then I guess if you believe that, I just think this is a sushi roll that's pizza themed. It's not a pizza sushi.
But isn't a pizza roll just some sort of like little morsel that's pizza themed?
It's an inverted pizza.
Well, isn't this an inverted pizza? Couldn't I take the sushi roll and lay it out flat and it would still be pizza?
See, Alan is a very progressive guy. I'm very conservative. I'm a very big supporter of Mitt Romney and his values.
Mitt Romney, he only likes 47% of pizza. Listen. Mitt Romney, when he was driving once, strapped a pizza to the roof of his car.
I don't know what's wrong with my life. Things go in and out. I can't think of any fucking thing about Mitt Romney except his fucking dog.
That's the only thing, is he strapped a dog to his car.
I just followed him because of his conservative pizza values, and he was like,
Now, I thought Herman Cain was the one that you really wanted to support, because he does own a pizza restaurant chain.
He was actually very anti-pizza. It's very strange.
It was really weird. He's anti-pizza, but pro-Pokemon.
Yeah, pro-Pokemon.
What a weird candidate.
Yeah, he was
a weird platform to run on.
Is it weird that halfway through all of those debates, he would be like, hey, do you guys have any, like, Porygons you could trade me? I'm too lazy to work through all the casino shit.
Can somebody spot pass me?
Spot pass me? There was no spot passing stuff in the new Pokemon.
He had that shitty, like, that little Poke pedometer.
Yeah.
That came with, like, what was it? What game was that for? Leaf Green or something?
No, it was not Leaf Green. It was Soul Silver.
Soul Silver. He had the little pedometer that he was carrying around, and he was just, like, marching in place behind the podium.
We need to go back on the gold standard. The hard gold standard.
Did I tell you that one nightmare I had about him, Herman Cain?
No, please, continue.
I had a nightmare about Herman Cain once. It was like in 2012 or so. And it was a scene of like California, and there was like sirens blaring and like people like get out of the streets. And it was because there was a big wave, like a tsunami or something hitting the coast. And they had built a wall to like protect themselves against this. And there's a big billboard with Herman Cain's face on it that says, like, you're president or something like that. But then they realized that the wall was a chain link fence and it didn't do anything.
That was the whole thing. If you want to get on the podcast as a permanent co-host, just have weirdly specific nightmares about celebrities,
I guess. About Pitbull, about Herman Cain,
about getting kicked off
a show for smoking weed.
Don't worry, you will not be kicked off this show for smoking weed. In fact, it'll probably be the only way you could enjoy being on this show.
Maybe. Weed does kill your dreams, or so I hear. So maybe.
Also, if you smoke it once, you'll fucking die instantly.
Yeah, yeah. It's bad. That's how Chun-Li died. Chun-Li from Street Fighter, I mean.
So yeah. Chun-Li.
Rest in peace.
If you're out there, if you're still alive, shout out. We can go hang out sometime and get a slice.
Do you think she would even like pizza?
Maybe she'd like your pizza sushi roll.
Maybe she'll like my pizza sushi roll. I don't know if that's
right. I'm not implying. God damn it. I had the same thought as you. Listen, some people like sushi. It's a very fancy treat, and they look down on pizza.
No, I think she'd like it. I think it's probably low on carbs, and
it's all,
I don't know.
Well, it's a roll, so it's all rice, dude.
Okay, you're right.
Yeah.
But comparatively.
And comparatively. You can compare a lot of things, though.
Look, sushi's probably a lot of the sushi I had was probably unhealthy, but it felt like I was eating healthy food. Because it was mostly just raw fish.
Except
I had a deep fried sushi, and that was pretty good though.
It's pretty good. Speaking of comparing things, in a review you compare something to something else, like an ideal, and that's what we do in Sonic Reviews News and Tunes.
And that's kind of what our podcast is, and that it's the ideal podcast, and you can compare all other podcasts to it.
Yeah, listen, next time you're listening to like Serial and you're like, why aren't they talking about Sonic the Hedgehog or Pizza, like my favorite podcast? Well, go on to iTunes and give us a 5-star review.
A cold case? I always get a hot case whenever I open up my case of pizza from Domino's.
Listen, the only Jay I care about is the guy who delivers my pizza, Jay. And every time
I don't even care about the Jay I smoke whenever I'm eating pizza.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. We could have solved that mystery in like 3 episodes, dude.
Yeah, for real. All we would say is like ask the guy, and like we'd give him like we give Anana like a piece of pizza because you know he hasn't had any good pizza since he's been in jail.
Here, Alan, you play Jay, and I play the pizza man, aka Russ Walsh in disguise.
Okay. Hey, what's up?
Hey, hey there. You want a free pizza from a Hogcast Speedy Delivery, the number one independent cool. Sonic pizza podcast on the planet.
Oh man, I love those guys.
Hey, can you open up this pizza box real quick?
Yeah, sure. Hurry up.
Hey, do you see this?
Whoa.
It's a picture of Sonic T. Hedgehog.
Whoa.
And he looks very fucking disappointed at you because you killed her, you son of a bitch.
He's wagging his finger. It's a GIF.
It's a GIF that I made out of flipping. I bought an LCD screen to put in here, you motherfucker. And you Shit. Will answer for your goddamn crimes, Jay, because I know you fucking did it.
You figured me out.
Listen, I know like any person, you would gladly answer the door for the pizza. And I know for a fact you did not answer it for, even though I'm sure... What's-her-face, Koenig, offered you a pizza.
You're right, she did, but it was Little Caesar, so I didn't open the door.
You know, you sound a lot like my friend Alan, who died in this scenario. Do you want to start a podcast with me?
Yeah, sure.
Cut to, they had just discussed how great their podcast is and how it was the ideal podcast. Oh, man, Alan.
Hey, Russ, would you mind borrowing my cell phone for, like, the next, I don't know, couple days?
Jay, I'm glad you went into the...
Can you hold on to my phone?
I'm glad you went into that witness protection program and became Alan.
Yeah. Wait, what?
I'm trying to make a joke that this show is so meta that now the rest of the show will be a sketch.
Oh, is this another episode of Improv Bros?
Hey, welcome to Improv Bros, the number one improv podcast about Sonic and pizza on the internet. Can we get some suggestions from the audience?
Proofs. Proofs. I don't know about this audience, Russ. They just love them Froobs.
Welcome back to Serial... Speedy Delivery. And now welcome back to Hogcast.
Imagine you order a pizza, but like the person just delivered you like a box full of like soggy cereal. Ugh.
Yeah. What if they sold cereal boxes that you could just pour milk into and just eat out of the box?
That'd be pretty good. Well, don't they have those little plastic containers that like, you can like take for your school lunch?
Yeah, I guess. Cereal for lunch, though. That's pretty strange.
That's pretty fucked up.
Welcome to Sonic Reviews News and Toots, our number one favorite.
Review of cereal?
Bad. But we're here to... What if people really thought, like, these were just really fast reviews? Like, we would just be like...
good.
Dying Light. Bad. Banjo-Kazooie. Bad.
Banjo-Kazooie Nuts and Bolts. Good.
Pizza. Good. No, that's bad.
Wait, what?
Nuts and Bolts. Not good. You heard it here first, folks.
Hey, Russ, I think you're nuts.
I think you're Bolts. Usain Bolt.
The fastest man alive?
The fastest man alive. Not the fastest hedgehog alive.
The Sonic of sports?
It's so funny because I don't see a lot of Sonic in him on a spiritual sense, but I see a lot of Sonic in a physical sense. So he's like the opposite of
he's like a physical entree. Avatar of Sonic. He's kind of like a
Please
weird,
don't.
Like,
can you not? Can you shut the fuck up about Avatar The Last Airbender for 1 week?
Look, Russ, I'm all about that. I'm all about that. About lesbian representation in our American anime.
Bulk. You know, your bulk depiction of lesbians and such in media, I respect
all I'm
it.
Saying, all I'm saying is that Avatar Legend of Korra is the Yuri Kuma of Western animation.
It's not as good as Yuri Kuma. That says a lot about American culture. What do you think about this Domino's BDSM ad, Alan?
Yeah, so for those of you who aren't in the know, it was an ad that was never released exactly, but it was a tongue in bondage gear, and he's like chained, the tongue has arms. So that's
Wait,
first of all.
Hey,
and he's wearing
Alan,
like
does
leather
my,
underwear.
Does my tongue have ads?
I mean, let me see your arms? Tongue. Oh, Russ, that's just some Laffy Taffy got stuck on your tongue. What are you doing here?
No, Alan, look closer. I licked your face.
Oh, no.
I'm such a scamp. Oh, man.
What a cool prank.
It's not a good prank at all. I just licked your face.
Sure.
Listen.
Listen, BDSM. Some people are into it, I guess.
Yeah, 50 Shades of Grey is coming out. You gonna go see that, Alan?
Nope. I'm into 50 Shades of Blue.
I think we should not discuss this anymore.
I think, and you know what always pissed me off? I went to go see Blue is the Warmest Color, and I thought it was about Sonic, but it wasn't. It was pretty good, though.
You think Blue is the hottest color because Sonic's so fucking hot.
He's so fast, he builds up all that.
So good looking.
Yeah.
He's so strong and so dependable. Why do I have a girlfriend when there's a Sonic the Hedgehog in this world?
Why doesn't he just take everybody? Why doesn't he?
Can I make a quick shout out to Kelsey? Kelsey, what do you see in me? I'm nothing like Sonic.
I also asked this question. What does anybody see in Russ? Why are you fucking doing this podcast with him?
This is the saddest one we've done yet.
No, we had Improv Bros that brought it up. That makes it the
wait, are we in Improv Bros right now still?
Or, we're in Improv Bros.
Are we in that sketch still where you're Jay slash Alan? I don't know anymore.
Oh, hey.
Sonic.
This is like a Rashomon of podcasts.
Rashomon, is that like a weird ripoff of Pokemon or something?
Basically.
If Akira Kurosawa like saw where things were going, he's like, I need a mass media franchise about like collecting things, but instead of collecting like cute creatures or cards, we're going to collect the indictment of my culture in the 17th century and our use of violence in the class system.
Yeah, that's the thing about Rashomon that I know, yeah. Definitely. I definitely know what Rashomon is other than the name. Sure.
You need to remember these things better, because I remember a different story. Anyway.
See, that's the whole joke with Rashomon. Is that somebody remembers a different story. That's the one thing I know about Rashomon.
I remember it differently.
This is where we... Okay, this is the comedy... This is the Improv Bros after show, where we discuss our goofs.
No.
So let's talk about the Rashomon goof more.
Speaking of goofs... Well, you know it's not a funny goof that makes us very sad?
Yeah, it's making me sad. Sega has planned some massive cuts.
And we're not talking about, like, sword cuts to chop down the fuckers in France who are ruining the Sonic franchise.
Yeah. We're talking about that some people lost their jobs and had to close their San Francisco base.
Yeah.
It's real sad.
Which, now they should move back to Japan and make good games again. Because it makes me very
sad. Now, they're
sad.
Moving to SoCal, though. They're moving to Southern California.
SoCal.
I'm hoping maybe they'll get some of that L.A. vibe.
Do you think friends of the podcast, Seth Rumatelli, might be able to join as a creative visionary on the team?
I think he knows exactly what the Sonic franchise needs.
I think he knows what Nights into Dreams and Rhysar and Echo the Dolphin need to get big again.
I do know that he loves Galaga. He's, like, really fucking good at Galaga, and I think if he can appreciate the artistry of that game, he can definitely appreciate the artistry of any Sonic
game. You know, I'm looking through at this game, Galaga, I'm like, you know...
There's some robot wasps and bees in here.
Yeah.
This seems a lot like
something else I've seen. We're just one step closer. Maybe if you had this thing running from side to side at a fast speed, but not an Italian plumber, because Mario fucking sucks. And if he had a great enemy who you'd want to shoot in the fucking head with a fucking gun, like Eggman.
See, the thing is, if Seth made a Sonic game, it would end with Sonic shooting Eggman in the head, and there wouldn't be any more after that.
Okay. Guys, by episode 100, we are going to have Seth Rumatelli on the podcast.
We will have him on here.
He will be just...
That's a promise to you, the listener. Episode 101 is going to be Jeff Gerstmann.
Yes. And in episode 102, we are going to go jump into a volcano and rise again as gods.
Yes. Episode 103, Yuji Naka.
Who will be joining us in the Celestial Stardust, where our
RSS feed,
where our RSS feed can only be delivered via the Emotioscope.
Yeah.
Our new MP3.
You have to project yourself into our RSS feed.
Speaking of RSS feed, really simple shit this week went on in the world of Sonic Boom. We both watched this episode. I made it a mission to watch every episode alongside Alan. I can't make him go through this alone. But
I need the help. I had to reach out to Russ and say, Russ, my dear friend, I need you.
My dear friend.
In this time of trouble.
He finally admitted he was my friend, which I was pretty happy about.
I showed up on his doorstep. It was raining.
And I was like, you're finally my friend. And he's like, when he got inside, he's like, I had my fingers crossed behind my back. So Alan's still not officially my friend.
And then I stole all his beach queens. Because I'm a rascal.
They're melty pieces of shit anyway, because some guy doesn't know how to understand the...
No, I thought it's canonical that you suck on your beach queens and your spit has been melting them.
Just you like saying so a thing doesn't make makers. It canonical. Actions speak louder than words, even though literally this whole broadcast is just words and you can't really make out any action.
Listen, Kelsey and I both agreed on this, so that means it's true.
Listen, Kelsey agrees on a lot of things, and sometimes I don't agree with her.
Can you take a moment now, Russ, to talk about this?
Can I take a moment to kick your fucking fat ass piece of shit, motherfucker? Why don't you go to hell, you goddamn horse shit licking piece of fuck? God damn it, you... Ugh. Why don't you go with your new boyfriend Knuckles, the new Knuckles, not the old good one, and go kiss each other? At the gym!
I know how much I would love to kiss the old Knuckles, Russ.
Too bad, you
got
a new one.
Mindless shell.
Yeah, the only mindless shell I see here is Big Shell from Metal Gear Solid 2, because you're just a simulation in my head and I'm fucking crazy.
Russ is just doing, you guys can't see this, but Russ is doing naked cartwheels all around the studio.
I can't tell who I am anymore.
He doesn't know who he is.
What if I'm a simulation? What if this is a simulation, listeners? Have I even been releasing in these episodes?
Oh, hold on. Kelsey is going to, Russ has to call Kelsey to save the game. Hold on.
Can I take a quick moment to shout out to Kelsey?
Sure.
Hey, Kelsey, if you do exist, I love you, and you're the number one girl ever. If you don't exist, I still love you, but you're the number one 2D girl ever.
Okay.
Anyway.
And I'm roller skating around.
Sonic Boom this week was a riff on a movie from the 1990s.
Yep.
Clearly children are into it. They love it.
Well, okay, hold on. It's a riff on two different movies from the 1990s, because it's the episode title is Dude, Where's My Eggman? Which is Dude, Where's My Car? Mm-hmm. But the plot of the episode is Memento.
Yeah. I noticed that because there were a lot of posts on Reddit this week about the moral justification for these two robots this week, because they're so into it, because it's a Christopher Nolan joke.
Yeah, they took the red pill.
They took the red pill. Think about it. You know, the Wachowskis have a Sonic OC in their new film, Jupiter Rising. Sorry to date the podcast. I know we do try to keep these timeless. But there's...
Yeah. Channing... We never reference anything in our podcast that could date it to a specific year.
I just reference Home Improvement a lot. You may not just notice. By reference, I mean I make the audience make that noise, and then they realize they're complicit on the reference.
And by making the reference, I've been recording this from behind a fence the whole time.
Wait. Oh?
Yeah. Man, we're real good at making Tim Allen noises.
You stunned me with silence. You stunned me. She blinded me with silence.
Fuck, we're good. This is a good
episode. This sucks. I hate this episode. I wish we could go back to Froob chat. Before the podcast, listeners, we discussed Froob, which Alan informed me is what the British call yogurt.
Go-gurt,
please. Excuse me. I don't eat any yogurt besides go-gurt, so I wouldn't know.
Well, this is if you went to the UK, you'd be a Froob boy. You'd be a little Froob boy who lives in Froobs.
That's funny, because I get called a Froob boy in the US, but for different reasons.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Do you know what the Froob...
What the Froob's up with this episode of Sonic Boom? It's a riff on a 90s show. Orbot and Q-Bot are the main characters. They're tooling around.
Like Scratch and Grounder, but shittier.
I don't know. Scratch and Grounder were real villains.
Yeah, they were real villains. They had complex backstories. They were real dark.
Yeah. Really edgy.
I tag their plot lines as grimdark on fanfiction.net.
Your Scratch and Grounder fanfiction?
Mm-hmm.
The one where they
Scratch X Grounder.
Where they're like, it's a pastiche of Bonnie and Clyde, and they're making out and have sex a lot.
Actually, the pastiche is it's called Scratch and Grounder Are Dead, and it's them just kind of hanging in the background while the events of Hamlet happen.
There's a lot of math jokes in that one, right?
Yeah, definitely. There's a lot of Bioshock Infinite ripped it off, basically.
Fuck you, Bioshock Infinite, and it ripped Sonic too, because they had the color blue in it a lot. Which is Sonic's color.
They did have the color blue in it a lot. And remember that one like plasmid or vigor or whatever it is you get that makes you like super fast? That's basically like Sonic.
And it ripped off moral ambiguity and good story, like not bad storytelling.
They ripped off bad storytelling.
They tried ripping off Sonic's good storytelling, and in turn it was bad.
Yeah, they tried to have moral ambiguity, which Shadow created.
Because if there's one thing Sonic isn't, it's racist, like Persona. Not Persona. I mean, what am I thinking?
Persona's not racist.
I am thinking a lot about Persona, which is the only franchise I will allow.
Hey, Persona chat. What do you think of that trailer?
Pretty good.
It's pretty fucking good. Have you even played a Persona game?
I have played the first 2 hours of Persona 3, and then I got mad at it. Then I quit. Never played again.
Why don't you play Persona 4?
You know, they had that 10% coupon on PSN, and I was going to buy it, and then I didn't. I mean, I bought 4 or 5 Sonic themes, so I wanted to see Sonic.
Well, that's probably better.
Yeah.
I mean,
you know what's not better? The Sonic Boom episode. I guess it was so lame and so nothing. There wasn't really much to hate.
So Orbot and Q-Bot are looking for Eggman because he's missing. They wake up and they can't remember what happened the last day. They wander around town. They meet Sonic and Knuckles, who say they fought Eggman. And Sonic or Knuckles tells a story about him, like almost like he gets up in Eggman's grill and like makes him like flinch, and then he like
kisses him square on the mouth.
Kisses him square in the mouth.
Full tongue.
Ain't I a stinker? And then he's like Bugs Bunny.
Full mouth in disturbing high quality detail. I almost.
You can see his lips.
His lips, and he's like literally lapping his tongue against Eggman's mustache, and there's like water particles effects, and it's like
there's like and it's like viscous, so you can see like the strings of spit between the individual hairs.
And I'm freaking out here, and it's like the most money they've ever spent on this fucking show before.
And then Knuckles like shoots a fireball at Eggman's umbrella and like flies up in the air like Goku, and then he beats Eggman, and Tails announces that he become the governor, and he flies into space.
Oh no, and remember, and then the girls would flock to him, and fucking Knuckles is so horny in this cartoon. I think
Yeah, that's another thing. Like Amy and Tails like run up and grab Knuckles' arms, and he like mugs at the camera, like, I'm gonna fuck them. And then he flies into space.
And I just feel like
Knuckles is a chaste hero.
Yeah, Knuckles, what made him so strong and so powerful was his control, his self-control, and his dedication. Do you think
Knuckles, like, came once? Like, if he jizzed once, he would lose his power?
He would jizz in four directions.
He would jizz in four directions. It would come out like a fire hose, and it'd be like a kid holding onto a fire hose in a cartoon, and he'd be like, whoa!
Skadoosh! And then it got everywhere, and then, like, I'm just reading a doujin. Oh, man.
Can you link me that?
Here you are.
Oh, I wrote this one.
Wait, you wrote and drew it?
Yes.
Listen, Alan, I'm not going to lie to you. The art, not so great.
That's my distinctive pencil work. You see it?
It's very Todd McFarlane in the mid-90s.
Like, I know, like, yaoi hands are, like, a thing, but, like, Knuckles' hands are that big anyway.
Yeah, it's true. So it's just weird because you had his knuckles to scale, and they're, like, popping out, but they look like dicks.
It's stereoscopic. Can you put some 3D glasses on and look at that again?
Oh, now I put them on, and oh my!
There you go. His dick's coming out of the page.
Anyway, speaking of dicks coming off the page, man, it really comes off of the page in the Sonic Boom cartoon that the fucking people who write this shit are dicks.
It sucks. They wander through town, and we get a flashback of, like, Eggman walking through town and, like, talking to these fucking weird animal people. And there's, like, a cop that spits up his coffee all the time, and it's, like, rendered really bad.
Yeah. It looks like the spit was made in Maya for, like, $2.50 based off of slave labor.
It looks like particle effects or, like, liquid from, like, a sci-fi original movie.
Yeah. I've drunk in a lot of sci-fi original movie liquids, and I would not recommend it.
Yeah, they're still just, like, pulsating in your stomach.
Yeah.
Because they can't render them, like, getting digested.
Yes. Anyway.
So after a while, the robots, they meet up with Amy for some reason, and she's telling them about this charity she runs where she sends sweaters to penguins in Antarctica.
Mm-hmm.
Or they're trying to get money to get Eggman out of jail, right? Like, that's the whole thing?
Yeah.
Like, that's the reason why? Because they find out he's in jail because the spitting cop tells him.
I don't know.
And then they tried playing a shitty song.
I think we should skip this week.
It fucking sucks.
Anyway.
The only thing is that there's a walrus that shows up who, like, his silhouette kind of looks like Eggman.
Now, what's disturbing about it, my friends, his teeth are on the same equal level of well-produced, fidelity, well-rendered imagery of his teeth. It's about on the same level as Eggman's mustache, and it's terrifying.
Yeah, you can see the individual grains, like the fibrous, like, bony, like, strands that make up his tusks.
And, you know, I'm a little terrified of teeth myself. I, you know, the fears of teeth and biting, and it's not fun.
Yeah, Russ ripped out all of his teeth many years ago.
Yes. Now I just get some barbed wire in there, and I eat everything with barbed wire, I guess. I don't know. I'm a weird guy.
Barbed wire in your gums. You're a weird
I'm a real strange guy. Fool.
Man, pixie dream boy.
And scene. The improv boys, we'll be here.
Improv boys back again.
No, we just finished our scene.
We'll be back again next week. Same time, comedy lounge.
Oh, check man. It. The comedy.
Tip your waitress.
Alan, this is just somebody's lounge named Joseph Comedy. Hello, Joseph.
Hey, Joseph.
Can we get a suggestion from Joseph Comedy?
Proops.
Okay. Hey, Alan.
Hey,
could you give me the toot of the week?
The toot of the week? More like the froob of the week?
That's so funny. Let's not reference froobs for the rest of the podcast.
That's froobs.
And okay, so scene, welcome back to Hogcast Speedy Delivery.
Welcome back. Hey, Ross, you want me to give you a toot of the week?
Yeah, drop it on me.
So this week, I've got a real doozy of a toot.
Is it froob?
A real frooby of a dooze. Bulk. It is. Smalls the cat.
Smalls. What's the difference between Biggs the cat? Biggie Smalls? Wait.
Well, yes, Biggie Smalls. I want you to tell me what Smalls the cat looks like.
He's a larger African-American gentleman. He is a very talented rapper and may have had some moral issues and may have died in a feud between the East and West Coast?
That's correct.
Oh.
No. He is Psych. Psych. Characters welcome. Dule Hill.
I was lost there for a second, but now I am found.
You know. Yeah, USA. Characters welcome. Smalls the Cat is an alternate zone counterpart of Big the Cat and the cellmate of Scourge the Hedgehog in the No Zone prison. Appearance-wise, he looks no different than Big, except his colors are reversed and he has a scar over his right eye.
That's pretty fucking badass.
He frequently bullied Scourge with actions such as slamming his face on a table and also stole his mattress so he was forced to sleep on just bed springs.
And in this universe, he only sees Froggy as...
In this universe, he has to get conjugal visits from Froggy.
So fucking good. Oh, man.
At the start of Destructic's prison break, Smalls noticed their cell door opened and taunted Scourge about helping him escape if he carried Smalls, unaware that Scourge's control collar was deactivated. Scourge then responded by spin-dashing Smalls through the bed and into the ceiling of their cell, leaving him unconscious as he made his escape.
Or killing him instantly.
He also called Scourge Snot. That was his nickname for him. Hey. He's very mean. He's very rude. He's got a lot of tude. The miscellaneous information on the page. Smalls' name in relation to Big may be a reference to the deceased rapper Biggie Smalls. That's it.
Well.
That's pretty good tude, I thought.
You know, he's got a good tude. That kid's got a head on his shoulders. He's going to make it big. He should meet up with picture? P. Diddy. What do you think P. Diddy in this alternate zone would be?
P. Diddy is 90 degrees from everybody else, and he's just ad-libbing the whole time. He's just like, yeah.
Do you think he just kept the name Sean Puffy Combs Forever? Instead of the opposite of just getting a new name every 6 months?
Yeah, do you mean like alternate zone, like from the evil zone where Scourge and Big are from?
Yeah.
Do you think like P. Diddy's like a good, like he's like a solo rapper and he kept his same name the whole time?
Yes. And he got the license with Patron?
Yes.
He got the contract with Patron.
And he's like, fuck reality TV. I don't need it.
He wasn't in an awful Russell Brand movie.
Yep.
Russell Brand.
P. Diddy's.
Can I have a moment to shout out, to take out Russell Brand? I almost call him Robin.
Go ahead.
Hey, Russell Brand, stop giving Russells a bad name. Hey, talk about Sonic and not about, like, fucking Morrissey for a minute, you asshole piece of shit.
Isn't Morrissey the guy that cries all the time?
What do you think Morrissey's alternate zone version would be? Would he be like eating meat all the time? He'd be the same except he eats meat a lot.
He'd be like a happy guy that eats meat.
He's a happy guy who eats meat. He's like, yeah. Heavens, I've found a job and I'm enjoying it very much.
I love my life.
Heavens, I'm happy now.
Does he say heavens all the time?
Heavens. He had that song, Heaven Knows I'm Miserable Now. But I bet in this universe he says heavens a lot. Heavens to Betsy.
Heavens to Murgatroyd.
Heavens to Murgatroyd.
Snagglepuss.
Do you think he and Scooby-Doo would be friends in this world?
Probably. Do you think... So wait, are we saying that alternate universe...
I guess Scooby-Doo is friends with... I don't know. Scooby-Doo's...
Are we saying that alt universe What's-His-Face is Snagglepuss?
Like, oh, shit.
He's an effeminate cat? Huh.
Yeah.
Makes you think.
Man, Smalls the Cat, you're going in the Character Hall of Fame.
With, that bee that died.
Dr. Quack, Mellow Bee.
Dr. Quack.
So far, all of them have really knocked out of the park besides Titan Tails.
Titan Tails, Sleuth Doggy Dog.
Sleuth Doggy Dog didn't really live.
Sir Kicks-A-Lot.
Sir Kicks-A-Lot, maybe one day, if you try harder, dude.
Yeah.
Speaking of try harder,
call
dudes.
Call 1-900-Kicks-A-Lot.
Hey, speaking of try harder, dudes, get better on the questions.
Yeah, for real. So I asked questions.
Yeah, Pharrell. Ask a better question.
Pharrell.
Sometime.
Did you see, speaking of Pharrell, I think we need to call him out.
What did he do this time?
Well, okay.
I saw that he tweeted at me like, "Hey, I've got a question to ask the podcast. Why is my hat so funny?" I was like,
"How many rings could Sonic put in my hat?"
Look at my funny hat, Daft Punk.
Hey, look at my hat. It's filled with Froobs.
Do you know? Did he realize that he was working with Mary Kate and Ashley? But he and kept all night to be funky. If he had known for a fact that he was working with Mary Kate and Ashley.
See, the thing is, every time he sends one of these bullshit tweets to our account, at HogcastSD on Twitter, Mary-Kate and Ashley are standing in the background, and they say, how rude, and fucked up French robot voices.
Yes, and I go, but to us, it sounds like rock, robot, rock, do-do-do-do-do, robot, rock, do-do-do-do-do-do.
And Giorgio's there.
Giorgio's there. No, Giorgio just likes to hang out, because he's a cool guy.
He's a cool guy. He's kind of like he's kind of like the new Uncle Jesse to them. He's like an adoptive Uncle Jesse.
Giorgio, listen, when Giorgio comes to your house and goes, "Yo, I'm your new Uncle Jesse," you're gonna follow with.
Yeah, Except instead of having Elvis memorabilia, it's just memorabilia of himself, I guess. I only know about Georgia from that one Daft Punk song. I don't really like them.
Hey, speaking, you don't like Daft Punk very much?
I don't want to listen to robot music, Russ. I want that heart and soul.
Listen, when you get your heart broken, you'll know. Speaking of heartbreaking, guys, ask better questions. Come on.
So my brother asked, why do you always ask me questions? I'm bad under pressure. Also, do you think Kanye is a quillhead?
Yeah, I guess. I mean,
he's probably a quillhead.
Listen.
He has good taste, so, yeah.
He's into fashion, and if you want to keep in fashion, you keep with Sonic.
You know what? I heard that the new Yeezy 3s, they're actually just Sonic shoes.
Yeah. They're soap shoes. How dope would a Kanye soap shoe be, though? What if you
really
grinded the rails, and as you grinded down the rails, black skinhead played? Like, just came out of the shoes.
That'd be fucking good. Now, what if they were shadow jet shoes? That seems like more his style.
Yeah.
Because Kanye is the ultimate life form.
It's true. It's true.
And Kanye, if you gave him a gun, he would fucking shoot Eggman without even thinking about it.
Yeah.
He'd probably do it with his fist, because the gun's too impersonal for him. Think about it.
Speaking of thinking about it, Cumwich, my dear friend Cumwich, asks, how gay is Tails? Pretty gay.
Pretty gay, yeah.
And you know what?
Maybe not.
I'm fine with that. People think I'm a homophobe or a freak or a creep about these things. Well, guess what? I support Tails in all of his decisions.
Whatever makes Tails happy, I don't really care.
Listen.
Hey, follow your bliss, Tails.
Yeah. Listen, you have to keep an open mind. That's why I run a podcast, is to open minds.
Hey, live and learn.
I guess we have to end the podcast now.
No. Sorry. Taking it back.
Wait, which podcast are we ending? Well, anyway, Improv Bros is over tonight. Sorry, guys. I just want to plug my Twitter, the Fat Boy Fan at 232.
Mine's Fat Boy Slim 3252.
Okay, we ended that. Now we have to end cereal speedy delivery.
Tune in next week. Now we play a clip of like Jay saying some stuff to like Sarah Koenig, and then a weird call from a non in prison.
Anyway, good night. Okay, now we're on Hogcast. Our dear friend Bezelgrub asks, pizza, ? And I don't like to bring my own perspective into questions, but since he kind of left this one open-ended, I'm assuming, are you some sort of pizza Casper Hauser?
Who doesn't know what it is?
Have you ever been allowed outside to bite into a delicious, flaky, crusty pizza?
Imagine that. Imagine, like, being somebody who just stumbles out of the woods one day and just sees, like, wanders into a Domino's.
And then he probably, like, thinks, like, the grease is like, oh, yellow water, I'm gonna lap it up, and starts licking on that
yellow family. Water, is this pee?
Is this pee? Yeah, he thinks it's pee. And then he, like, sees the red things, he's like, oh, scabs, like when Master hit me with his cane. And he starts licking and trying to eat on this person's food, and he's like, motherfucker, I'm trying to eat a pizza, you little Casper Hauser shit. And he gets...
You little beast man?
You little beast man, and he punches him square in the jaw. And that person looks back, and it's Sonic the Hedgehog eating the pizza. And Sonic doesn't take shit from anybody, talks to the manager, gets another
pizza.
What if
Sonic was one of us?
He's one of us. I thought in the canon, he was just a guy.
Yeah, just a stranger on a bus. Sonic would never take the bus.
Sonic doesn't need the bus. He does need a go-kart if he's racing against friends just to even shit out. But
Yeah, because that'd be unfair otherwise.
So if you have complaints about that, why don't you go in a fucking hole and die?
Hey, why don't you send those complaints right up your butt?
Yeah. Speaking of complainers, we got RJ. I for a second I thought it was Ravi, and then I realized, oh no, it's RJ. I love RJ. RJ's one of our best guests. I think number one is Kelsey, my perfect and wonderful and beautiful girlfriend whom I love like no other. And then number two is RJ is our beautiful, wonderful guest whom I respect like no other. So,
and our other guest is Big the Cat, our number three.
Yeah, remember when he came on the podcast? Crazy times. What's your favorite zoo pizza? I like the purple one where the flavor disappears really quickly. That's a zoo gum joke for the kids.
I like the one... Wait, what?
Only 90s kids will get it, though. Only...
I don't know what the fuck that reference was, Rob.
Zoo gum. You know, it's like a fruit stripe. What is that?
Fruit stripe. Yeah, sure.
Fruit stripe.
Zoo gum?
Zoo gum.
So, what is a zoo pizza? Is that a pizza with animals on it? Like,
I'm going to Google this. Or should we... You know what? We should just, like... You know what? Send your answers in next week. Tell us what a zoo pizza is.
Tell us what zoo pizza is.
I'm assuming it was a tie-in with Zookeeper starring Kevin James and Adam Sandler.
Maybe.
I'm sure they had some corporate advertising on that fucking shit. Unlike our show, the number one independent pizza podcast, get a Domino's pizza, but as an art form, not as a buying form, as a life form, because companies aren't people. You know what, Mitt Romney? I think you're bullshit. I've had another change of heart. You know what? I love the Italians, and I feel these conservatives have led me down the wrong route by making me hate the Italians.
Yeah.
You know what? I like Domino's. And I like myself. You know what? I have self-fucking-esteem now.
Don't get too carried away here, Russ.
It's true. You know what? This has been a revelatory episode. You know what I learned on this episode this week, Alan?
We should
not be doing a podcast. We are not good at this.
I think we're pretty good. I think our improv bros, that's going to real take. That's gonna real
improv take bros is going to be huge once we get
You froob to me?
You talk in bulk to me?
Yeah. Don't fucking bring up bulk. That's our worst bit.
And bulk's my favorite bit.
It's not a bit. You just say bulk over again.
No, it's bulk, dude. It's my new brand of froob. It's bulk. Listen,
I bought my bulk froob.
Listen, you just are an adult. And you don't get it. Bulk is my favorite froob.
Bulk is my favorite.
You put it in the freezer.
BT Dubs, get on Topa Taco. Buy our shirt that says bulk is the favorite froob.
Yeah. It's like orange is the new black.
Bulk is the new froob.
It's a parody shirt. Should
Froob is the new bulk because we just introduced Froob in this episode?
Froob's huge. Froob's going to be big. I think people are going to get more into Froob than they'll ever get into bulk. So I guess we should start with
hashtag
that.
Froob.
Hashtag Froob. That's our new hashtag. If you want to talk about the podcast, hashtag F-R-O-O-B.
It's F-R-U-B. Actually, you spelled Froob wrong.
I like mine better, and it'll be we won't get. Have
hey,
to get.
Hashtag both. You got more than
listen. Listen, you got 140 there. You know what?
It's like 10.
Just use 110. You know, 130. What are you really going to say that requires the extra 10?
What are you going to say? All you're going to say is like, I love Froobs. I love this podcast. I love my life.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's only 50.
Speaking of life, we need to get back to it, Alan. Plugs.
Get back to reality.
I'm trapped in some sort of hell dimension, aren't I, Alan?
Yeah, you opened up that Froob puzzle box.
And the Froob got all over the place, and I had to clean that shit up.
Damn.
Yeah. Alan.
Yeah, every time I enter a room, I have to use a black light to check for Froob stains.
Do we live in the same place? I don't remember. Or do you? Oh, wait. Oh, yeah. The weird dick of Spock.
Weird dick of Spock. Yeah, there he is.
For all those perverts
what's
out
that,
there.
What's that thing in his mouth? Oh, he's sucking on a Froob.
You asshole. Wait a minute.
You asshole.
I'm feeling at his dick right now. I've always been afraid to, but this is just a Froob pouch. He's been holding out.
Hold on. Peel back that skin.
Froobs!
He's been jamming a Froob under his foreskin.
Oh, gross. That's worse. Good night, everybody. I'm at PissGoblin on Twitter.
I'm at Action Alan. Please follow me for more Froob.
PissGoblin.tumblr.com. Get ready for huge Froob developments and pizza lifestyle and Sonic love in Alan's doujinshi.
My doujinshi about... what was my doujinshi about? Knuckles?
Knuckles shooting his jizz out like a... Like a hose spray.
See, the thing is, in that doujinshi, Tails is really into Knuckles, and he packages all of the jizz that comes out of Knuckles' dick, and he turns them into Froobs.
Oh, I just thought, I didn't realize, I thought the subtext was that Knuckles' jizz was Froob.
Well, more or less.
In a spiritual sense, not so much a physical sense.
No, not in physical reality.
But then again, what, it all is just lines on paper. You know,
yeah,
it's all not a pipe, right?
Yeah, look here, Russ. In the drawing world, in the 2D world?
The drawing world? In the world of drawing. Hey, listen, in the world of Crayola crayons.
In the world of Chalk Zone, anything can happen.
In the world of drawing, in the illustrative arts, in the world of art, in the world of drawing.
Purple crayon.
Listen, draftsmanship.
I drew this up in AutoCAD.
In the world of drawing, me and my drawing friends get together with colored pencils and we draw Knuckles Dick together. I'm Alan Black, signing off. Good night.
Wait, hold on. We just signed off Improv Bros.
Oh, yeah. Improv Bros. Listen, we're still in a podcast. We shut all that shit down.
I thought this was about this.
Oh, everybody, just remember to live and learn.
Yeah, remember.
Live and learn.
Fuck, you already... Shit, we already said it once.
No, we do it again. Live and learn.
We'll do... Fuck, live and learn.
Okay, fuck. We're going to do it for real now. This is
wait, shit, we're still going?
Podcast speed of delivery. Live and learn.
Live and learn.